Doug, this is Eric Tading on Craig Koester. Craig, C-R-A-I-G. Koester, K-O-E-S-T-E-R. Craig Koester. C-R-A-I-G, Koester, K-O-E-S-T-E-R. Date of birth, 12/31/69. Date of visit is 3/13/25. Next, clinic copy for Dr. Donald White, W-H-I-T-E. Next. Next paragraph, chief complaint, abnormal chest CT with multiple lung nodules and mediastinal adenopathy with granulomas. Next paragraph, fish present illness. This is a 55-year-old white male who has had a previous history of sick sinus syndrome and prolonged sinus pauses and recurrent syncopal episodes, was seen by cardiology and had a permanent pacemaker placed in September of 24. During that workup, the patient did have a CT cardiac calcium score, which apparently showed numerous granulomatous calcified mediastinal nodes seen on the CT with bilateral hilar lymph nodes and calcified granuloma in the left mid lung and right lower lung period. The patient was advised for the workup of the calcified nodules period. The patient denies any shortness of breath at this time, denies significant cough, wheezing, fevers and night sweats, and denies any hemoptysis or chest pains. He has had no prior chest CT to compare. And is not aware of any previous history of TB and or fungal disease. He did, however, live in the Midwest. And may have been exposed to histoplasma. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of cholecystectomy, history of heart block with permanent pacemaker placement in September of 24. He also has hypothyroidism and denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, med list included levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, azitimib 10 milligrams daily, testosterone 50 ml, and anastrozole 1 milligram weekly. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, uses alcohol occasionally. works as a manager and has an office job. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is in good health. Next, system review of the patient. Has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. Then I say fever, asthma, no cough, shortness of breath, no heartburn or abdominal pains, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, is no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising or bleeding gums, no muscle aches, and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This well-built, middle-aged white male is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no clubbing of perforema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse is 96 as patients are 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 206, saturation 100. HEND are non-cephalic, people should be active and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. No crackles or wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds regular, so no S2, no murmur. Abdomen is protuberant, soft without masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, breath. Number one is multiple lung nodules with granulomatous disease. Number two is mediastinal and hyaluronopathy with calcified granulomas. Rule out previous fungal infection versus TB. And number three is a history of permanent pacemaker placement. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He will get a CBC SED rate and serum fungal titers for histoplasma and blastomyosis, and also get a QuantiFERON TB test. And if he has any previous x-rays to compare, we will attempt to get them to evaluate and compare with the present CAT scan. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Donald White, WHITE, MD. Thank you.